When I was a young boy, my friend and I collected comic books. We both had different interests in what we liked to read, but we both had the same problem. Scarcity. You see, we were both well below driving age, and comic books were issued monthly. If we collected a comic that was popular, they would be sold out by the time we managed to get to a store. Now, this may seem like a small inconvenience, but if you happen to miss an issue, there were two problems. The first one was that you didn't know what happened in the story, because most comics left you with a cliffhanger. So you couldn't wait to get next month's edition to find out what happened to your favorite characters. The second problem was that your set would not be complete. And since they only printed so many, it was nearly impossible to replace that issue. Because of the urgency of getting every issue, my friend and I would go to pharmacies and a variety store nearby anytime our parents would go somewhere, and we would try to find the comics that would complete our collection. This was really time-consuming and difficult for two kids that were very limited in how they could get to places. Really, we only had a bike and our feet to get there, so it really limited our search. Such is the life of a kid, until Maverick's comic book store opened up about 12 miles from our house. Maverick specialized in only comics. They got every issue of every comic, and they even had back issues. We thought we had died and gone to heaven. Every 2 weeks, we would ride our bikes to the store, hoping to get the issue we needed. But it became apparent to us that quite quickly that others collected the same comics that we did. And many times, they would be sold out before we would get to the store. Then, we would be back to visiting local pharmacies. What were we going to do? It seemed like an impossible task to be able to complete our collections. Well, one day, as my friend and I were at the store talking about how we had missed an issue, the owner overheard us and offered to put us on a waiting list for a mailbox. What's a mailbox, we thought? Well, you see, Mavericks offered a mailbox to consistent patrons, which allowed us to list the comics that we collected. When a new shipment of comics came into the store, the staff would take an issue out of the stack of the new comics that came in, and they would place it in the mailbox of the person that collected that comic, where it would be held for 1 week. This allowed those that collected that comic and were consistent patrons of Mavericks to be able to get every issue of the comic that they collected. And there was a limited number of mailboxes. Wow, this was great. How do we get on the list? Well, the waiting list had us out a little bit of time, but my friend and I went ahead and filled out the information that we needed to, and we got on the list to get a mailbox. My friend got his mailbox first, and then I got mine a couple of weeks later. You would lose your mailbox if you didn't check it in a 45-day period. And we didn't want to miss an issue of our favorite comic, so we knew we had to be there within a week that the comic was released. And we certainly didn't want to lose our mailbox, so we were definitely going to be there at least every 45 days. Our problem was solved. My friend and I made a 12-mile bike ride to Mavericks at least twice a month. We never missed another issue of our favorite comic. Yes, we collected some really rare comics. There were some that nobody could get their hands on unless you had a mailbox. And in fact, there were some that if you had a mailbox that was further down the line because you got moved up in number as people left their mailboxes, if you were further down the line, you may not get the issue that you wanted. But we never had that problem because we got in early. Now you might be saying, yeah, Andy, but how did you really help Mavericks? I mean, you were already going there, right? Well, here's the rest of the story. My friend and I stopped going to the pharmacies and the variety store that we frequented at least twice a week. When we would visit these stores in the past, we would often buy candy or a drink, Sometimes we would even see a toy that we thought we had to have, and we would buy it on a whim. Now, all of our money was being spent at Mavericks. And maybe worse for the pharmacies and the variety store, we kind of forgot they existed. Yeah, they were there, and if mom and dad were sick, we'd go to the pharmacy and look around. But there was no other reason to go there for a kid. Fast forward 40 years, and all of the stores we frequented are out of business. All those pharmacies, even that variety store, but Mavericks still stands. Coincidence? I don't think so. The moral of the story is that sometimes it's the unexpected, the bold, and the unconventional that create the most amazing experiences. The other stores offered a product. Mavericks offered something more. Do you have a vision for your business? What experience do your clients have when they purchase your product or service? I don't have to tell you that the world is a changing place. You can buy anything cheaper somewhere else. I mean, look at some of the Chinese companies that you can buy from. Yeah, you have to wait 30 days to get it, but you can get items for a fraction of the price that you can buy them for on Amazon. So price cannot be the defining factor of your business if you hope to be successful. The key to a successful business is the experience. Don't believe me? Think about buying a coffee drink. You certainly can make coffee at home much cheaper than buying it at a coffee shop. Additionally, there are lots of different coffee shops out there. So why do people tend to go back to the same one? It's the experience. Whether you own a business or you're looking to better yourself, it is important to offer people an experience that will ignite good feelings. This will create the urge to go back. So here's my question to you. What do you want your clients or people you meet every day to say about you, your product, or your service? What would make you stand out from your competition? What's your mailbox? What would the perfect experience look like? I would invite you to not only think about this concept, but write it down as if you are the person engaging. So you or your business can adjust to what they're probably feeling the first time they come in there. Is it a feeling that they want to come back and they desire to come visit you again or to meet you again or to talk to you again? Or is it just a necessary evil that they needed you and you happened to be there and you filled the void? I'd like to be the person that people want to come back to, wouldn't you? So what can you do that would make every person you encounter get that childlike excitement that my friend and I would get every time we would retrieve a sold-out special edition comic from our personal mailbox at Mavericks?